So this is going to come as no surprise to any of you who have been around for a while. I use music when I teach confirmation. And so for the five of you, you don't have to listen to it anymore, except on Sunday mornings when you all have to listen to it. But I thought, well, let's go out with a bang. And it also is your final test. So see if, it's not Name That Tune, but see if you can pick up. So I'm going to play a few songs, clips of a few songs, and you have to guess the theme. And my guess is if you can't guess it, you might get some help from some of other people who are here. Keep that in your heads.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand and nothing, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there.
They look puzzled.
To brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend.
No, this isn't Baby Boomer Sunday at First UMC, but it could be.
A little bit. So no one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's to your way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear.
All right, so what are these songs about? Not about getting older and listening to old music. So what are they about? Friends! This is a really bright class. I'm really glad you got that right. These are songs about friendship. And the scripture reading we had for this morning was also about friendship. Jesus says to his disciples, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I've heard from my Father." Confirmation Sunday is about friendship. At least that's one helpful and good way to think about it. It's not necessarily that everybody who finishes confirmation, I don't promise that you'll be best friends forever. I hope that during the time together, you've built on some of the friendships you may have brought into the class and that you've gotten to know each other and have found friends in each other. But it's about friendship. It's about friendship with Jesus in a couple of ways, and about being friends with the friends of Jesus. And I want to say a little bit more about each of these, while I also want to tell all of you a little bit more about this remarkable group of confirmands. Confirmation is about finding a friend in Jesus. It's about confirming the faith that was proclaimed at your baptism, a faith in God as known in Jesus Christ. It's to say yes to Jesus again and to commit ourselves to keep saying yes to Jesus. Because saying yes to Jesus isn't a one-time thing. It's something we all have to do every day of our lives. Jesus told his disciples that they were his friends. We have a friend in Jesus. And in thinking about friendship in Jesus today, I thought about a poem that was written by a German theologian named Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was a relatively young man when he wrote this, not as young as you are today. But Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote a poem while he was in prison, reflecting about what it meant to be a Christian in his day and time. And part of what it meant for Bonhoeffer to be a Christian in his day and time was to resist the German government, which at that time was headed by Adolf Hitler. For his opposition to the Nazi government, Bonhoeffer was imprisoned, and eventually he lost his life. But even in those extreme circumstances, Bonhoeffer knew that he had a friend in Jesus, a source of comfort and strength for his life. So here's just a few lines from a prison poem he wrote in 1944. "People go to God when they're in need, plead for help, pray for blessing and bread, for rescue from their sickness, guilt, and death. So do they all of them, Christians and heathens. God goes to all people in their need, fills body and soul with God's own bread." To find a friend in Jesus is to trust that in the God of Jesus, we find bread for our souls. Hope, courage, joy, love. Today you'll affirm that in Jesus you're finding a friend who gives life and a way of life. But we're not friends with Jesus alone. Today is also about knowing that when we find a friend in Jesus, we find friends who are also friends of Jesus. Faith is a journey best taken with others, it says in the morning prayer, and it's true. When Paul writes his letters that fill up a lot of the New Testament, when he writes his letters to the people who are trying to figure out what it means to follow Jesus, he writes an awful lot about what it means to be a community of people together, about being friends together. As you are confirmed today, we all will pledge to surround you with a community of love and forgiveness. And that's what we're all trying to do here, form this community of love and forgiveness with each other. There's another dimension of being friends with the friends of Jesus, something that we might call home. Now, you all have your own homes and really nice homes and families, and that's really nice to celebrate today. Church also is a place that we want to be like home. Robert Frost, any of you have heard of Robert Frost? Some of you know who he is? think when I was your age, we had to read some Robert Frost. Robert Frost, in one of his poems, has this wonderful definition of home. Home is the place where, when you have to go there, they have to let you in. I really like that. Home is the place when you have to go there, they have to let you in. When you say yes to Jesus, you are also saying yes to being friends with the friends of Jesus. In a little bit, we'll ask you a question. Do you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you trust Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church, which Christ has opened to all people. It's another way of saying we're trying to create home here, and you're part of it, and you have friends here. And you have enriched our community already in so many ways. You have brightened our Jesus home here. We've heard music from you. Some of you just this morning, Santa, Elise, Nakia, and Josie, on other occasions as well. And Santa and Shelby and Nakia were part of last summer's youth mission trip to New York, where we found out about the city, but also talked about poverty and hunger throughout the world. You've helped with dinners, you've participated in the church in all kinds of ways, and each time you do, you brighten what we do with your smiles, you add to what we do with your wonderful curiosity and questions. So thank you for that. And outside of church, they are dancers, skiers, runners, writers, actors, soccer players, divers, musicians, and the list could go from there. In short, they're really a pretty remarkable group of young women. And we're glad that you're our friends in Jesus. And today is about reaffirming that we have a friend in Jesus, about reaffirming that we are friends with the friends of Jesus, but it's also committing ourselves to being friends of Jesus day in and day out and continuing to grow in that. And friends of Jesus seek to live in a certain way. They live with hope, resisting despair, live with love, resisting prejudice and hate, work for peace and justice, and stand up against evil and oppression, pray even when it's difficult. Friends of Jesus love. In that poem Dietrich Bonhoeffer wrote, he has this one stanza that I really like, which says a lot about what it means to be a friend of Jesus. And here's these lines from it. People go to God when God's in need. Find God poor, reviled, without shelter or bread. See God devoured by sin, weakness, and death. Christians stand by God in God's own pain. To be a friend of Jesus is to stand with Jesus as Jesus has an open heart to all the hurt and pain of the world. It's to stand with God as God's in pain over the hurt in the world, and to work with God for healing and compassion and justice and love. My hope for all of you is that you may always know that you have a friend in Jesus and that you continue to explore the depth of God's love for you throughout your lives. You've got a friend. May you always know also in Jesus that you have all of these friends. And even more, you've got friends who will be with you, who will give you a little help, because that's what friends are for. And may you also seek the harder work of being a friend of Jesus, loving the world. May you always use the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves. And as you do that, know that we'll be there for you. That's what home is about too. Amen.